Australian mining companies say they're increasingly worried about foreign hackers accessing sensitive information. A report by Ernst & Young on the biggest risks faced by miners has, for the first time, listed cybersecurity as a concern. And with commercial espionage becoming increasingly sophisticated, some mining companies say they're now taking precautions when doing business in China. Bill Birtles reports.
As the commodities boom slows down, Australian mining companies are finding themselves in an increasingly tough economic environment. But while large and small companies grapple with questions about how to sustain growth, concerns about another threat to the industry are mounting.
Cybersecurity is impacting businesses right now. The EY survey reports that 65% of companies had experienced an increase in cyber threats over the past 12 months.
Michael Roche, the chief executive of the Queensland Resources Council, and he told ABC Local Radio's William Rollo, executives are particularly wary about the threat from Australia's largest trading partner.
Look, if you're an Australian resource company CEO going into China, for example, you simply do not take any of your devices into China.
The Ernst & Young report finds miners have traditionally underinvested in IT security. Companies that have been breached often don't detect it until it's too late. And the head of the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies, Simon Bennison, says homegrown hackers with a non-commercial agenda are also disrupting the industry.
I think you've had the most basic from people who have hacked in and held to ransom, if you like, companies that if they want their database back, they've got to pay X amount of dollars and so forth. So there has been that extortion approach that I think just about everyone has experienced or witnessed in recent times. But I think it goes a step further. I think some companies are seriously concerned about risks by particular activist groups, which have shown limited boundaries in what sort of degree they'll go to in impacting on a company's future. And we've seen that in the share market, and we've seen it on the ground with just ordinary land access arrangements.
While mining companies are being urged to seriously invest in their IT defences, cybersecurity expert Greg Austin warns the threat to all sectors of the Australian economy is becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Existing cyber defences are pretty weak against even mid-level types of attack from states and organised crime. The Director of National Intelligence in the United States has warned that attacks will get more severe in their impacts, that attacks will change from the simple theft of data to the manipulation of data, and that really we're entering new territory.
He hopes a government review of cybersecurity policy will encourage private companies to take a more active approach.
Well, the federal government should, in the next 30 days, release the result of a major review of cybersecurity policy that's been underway for the last 6 months. It will foreshadow quite important new initiatives in terms of raising cybersecurity awareness, raising the digital skill level in Australia for cybersecurity. Government has a very big role to play, but ultimately the majority, the bigger part, lies with private corporations and with private citizens.
Gregory Austin, a visiting professor with the Centre for Cybersecurity at the University of New South Wales. That report by Bill Birtles.